Efforts to use technology to alleviate poverty have come and gone. In Africa and Latin America, plans have failed for basic reasons, such as lack of electricity or spare parts. In China, a new project aims to use the internet to help people in the country's poor western areas. But perhaps even more revolutionary, the man leading the project is from rival Taiwan. NPR's Rob Gifford recently accompanied him on a trip to the western province of Gansu.
Traveling in some parts of China these days is like going back to the Industrial Revolution. Factories have sprung up everywhere, as the Chinese say, like mushrooms after a spring rain. Manufacturing everything from Barbie dolls to computer chips, eastern China has become the workshop of the world. In China's west, though, it's a different story. Areas like Gansu province might as well be on the moon for all their chances of attracting foreign investment. The climate is harsh and dry, and local people eke out a living on the fragile yellow earth.
Look at outside your windows. You see the donkeys still pulling the plows, people still using the hoes to dig the grounds. And I think this has been going around for centuries. Very, very ancient means of farming.
55-year-old Taiwanese-born businessman Kenny Lin has just landed in the capital of Gansu province, Lanzhou, and he's driving north. This is the ancient Silk Road, and it cuts through some of China's poorest areas. Lin is head of the China branch of a major Taiwanese software development company called Inventec, based near Beijing. 2 years ago, one of his employees came to a village here in Gansu on the edge of the Gobi Desert called Yellow Sheep River, and on his return told Kenny Lin about how eastern China's rapid industrialization was completely passing Yellow Sheep River by. Lin, ever the visionary, started thinking.
Our vision is they don't have to go through all this kind of industrialization. They can bypass all this kind of industrialization by moving directly into not natural resource dependent, but more of the information dependent, more human resource dependent type of industry. And basically, we think the information industry can be developed here.
As he turns off the main highway onto a bumpy, unpaved track towards his final destination, Lin points to the barren hills and the dried-up riverbeds. Even the new green leaves of spring seem yellow with dust. He says for centuries, millennia, this bleak natural environment has been the problem, and an insurmountable one at that. But now, literally in the last few years, in the information age of the internet, he says it doesn't matter that nature is against the people here, because the world is moving towards a knowledge-based economy, and that depends on people and their minds, not on Mother Nature. The first sign that the knowledge-based economy is taking a foothold here appears as Lin finally arrives at the village. There, above the entrance to the very basic school, is a huge sign proclaiming in English its very own website, yellowsheepriver.com. Lin is greeted by the school's principal and the Communist Party secretary of the village. Children appear from classrooms to greet him. Uncle Lin, as they call him, the businessman from Taiwan, has become something of a local celebrity. He's taken to see a room full of 100 newly arrived computers, all paid for by his company, and then onto what he calls his favorite class. Class of high school juniors who stand to sing him a local song. 24 students from this class were the first to visit Inventec's offices near Beijing last year for computer training. Students who 2 years ago had never seen a computer are now not just learning how to sing, then going to dig the fields, they're studying how to send emails, build websites, and surf the net for information about foreign countries.
My name is Chen Shuhua. I'm 70.
Chen Shuhua's father was about to pull her out of school and marry her off at the age of 16. But she was selected to go to Beijing for training, and she showed special promise. Now the shy girl, her cheeks permanently reddened by 17 long, harsh winters, says she wants to go to Beijing University, the nation's best. Even if she doesn't make it there, her eyes have been opened to the world outside Yellow Sheep River. Teacher Yu Shushan takes the visitor aside and says with almost excruciating intensity, "We're not stupid here, you know. We just lack opportunities." Kenny Lin is sensitive to suggestions that he's just another do-gooder with a dreamer's scheme that will end up nowhere. His answer to doubters is that it's not a charity, it's business. It's incubation, he says. He admits there is altruism pure and simple in giving computers and software to rural schools. He plans to give more away to a total of 1,000 poor schools in China's west. But the software he's giving them is, of course, his company's software. He says when he's established Inventec's name in the region as one keen to help and invest, he wants to open corporate offices in regional cities and hire local software programmers. Some might come, he says, from Yellow Sheep River, and all will receive training. He calls it his WWW plan, win-win-win for everybody. The kids get computers and training, the local government gets a boost to its economy, and his company gains a huge new market.
The seed money for this project is $15 million, and it's for 5 years. And although $15 million sounds like a big money, but envision that I have an operations consisting of 10,000 well-trained software programmers who can speak English, who know the computer skills. This is a tremendous amount of resources as well, values. And I would envision that we can do business more than $15 million per year.
That's a lot of profit for Kenny's company. And if it works, it could well be the win-win-win situation that he describes. He says he has all sorts of other schemes for this part of China. He's already building a huge training center on 43 acres of land given by local officials on the edge of Yellow Sheep River. If he can improve the standard of English, he says, this part of China could start to do some of the things that India is doing. Basic clerical work for big US companies that can be done outside U.S. office hours. Anything that will mean that people can stay in their hometown but still earn a good wage without having to join the Industrial Revolution-style migration to the cities. As he heads off to shake more hands, a 13-year-old girl comes up. She's one of the ones who went to Beijing for training. Asked if she wants to go back there when she grows up to find a job, she proves that Kenny Lin's thinking is at least getting through to some of them. No, she says, I don't want to go to the capital. I want to turn Yellow Sheep River into the new Beijing. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Yellow Sheep River, northwestern China.